Why didn't you start a new profile, a new page?
I wanted to merge it all together because I wanted to show my, even my older followers who rocked with me that, hey, I'm trying something new. You can either stay here or you can go. I felt like I shouldn't have to delete my page or start all over. No, I can rebrand myself and keep my same page, which is what I did. But hey, if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. I'm not forcing or asking you to stay whatsoever. But I'm letting you know that a lot of these videos are being taken down off of my page. If you cool with that, I love it. Right. If you're not, I'm not living for you. I'm living for myself.
Yeah. Yes. Another one, baby. You guys, welcome to another episode of Do It For The Content. It's your girl, Dre Okeke, or you might know me as Dre Knows Best. This is the podcast where I'm giving you guys tips and strategies to help your creator journey be super successful, and also having fun conversations with content creators to get inspired by their stories. Now, this episode, I wanted to focus on rebranding. I feel like 2020 was the period where we all sat down and thought about, like, who are we? What exactly are we doing? Especially when it comes to our content. Like, is this what we want to do? And when I was going about it, I was like, what was the best way to talk about rebranding? Because I have, what is this noise? Where is that coming from? Oops, sorry. Let me unplug that. I don't have any experience with rebranding myself, but I wanted to have a conversation with someone who did do that and did it successfully. So on this episode, I got to interview my really good friend, Kels Wright. Now, let me tell you about something, Kels. Kels is a social media sensation. He is freaking hilarious, all right? He on Instagram, you can look him up at Kels. He has over 600K on Instagram, over 42 million likes on TikTok, over 3 million followers on TikTok. He's collaborated with major, major brands like Amazon, Beats. The list goes on. And of course, he's also an actor. But in general, I think it was last year, right? He had to, last year or this year? Yeah, 2020. He had to take a step back and think, this is not what I want to do when it comes to the comedic characters I've created. I'm going to not do these characters anymore and start all over. And he successfully rebranded himself. So this podcast, when I listen back to the interview, I'm like, dang, this is a really good, it's a very inspiring conversation we had together. And I can't wait for y'all to listen to it. And I hope you do get inspired too. Now, without further ado, we're going to get into it. Also, please, if you're listening to this podcast, don't forget to leave a 5-star review. It helps to keep me motivated to keep on putting out this content for y'all. And remember our goal, guys. I'm trying to get to the top list on marketing on Apple Podcasts. So you know what? We gonna do it anyways. Let's jump into this conversation with Kels Wright.
But I'm in your apartment, Kels.
I know.
You have a whole apartment.
I do. You do too.
I'm so happy you moved out of that cardboard box you were living in before.
You know, I actually, you know, your dad finally put those funds into my account, so I was able to get something.
Well, that's awkward.
You know, my Cash App stays going off.
Okay, period. So tell me about the craziest thing you've ever done for the content.
The craziest thing I ever done for the content?
You got to think way back. You know, you've been recording since Vine days. There's a lot of things we did back in the day for content.
That's why I'm like, I really don't freaking know. Like, what is the craziest thing I've done? I really don't know, Dre, to be real with you. I honestly don't know because, you know, like the older we get, you know, we start to lose our memory. So I'm just like, I really don't know, huh?
I'm happy that I didn't get that question because I can't even think on the spot right now, right?
I can't think. I'm like, I really don't know. Like, I would have to, like, go back in time and just be like, what the hell did I... Like, I would have to sit down and think about it. Because you put me on the spot right now. So I sure did. I really don't know. Like, all jokes aside, I really don't know.
Okay, maybe if not... Let me think of some... I would say the only thing I could think about is... Your most viral videos from back in the day in Vine was the one with my whole life has changed. Yes, it did.
Oh my God. Like it's so crazy. Like even to this day, like people will literally tweet me or, you know, DM me or tag me and be like, I cannot hear this song without saying yes, it is. It's so crazy. Like, and that's something that really jump-started my career. Like,
oh, yeah.
That literally helped me just, like, go viral.
True.
That literally helped me go viral. So I'm so grateful, because if it were not for that, you know, I wouldn't be in the position that I am in today, because that put a fire under mm-hmm. me and it made me want to go hard. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know.
So tell me how, like, what inspired you to start creating? Because, of course, I know you didn't get up and be like, yes, it did, and you went viral all of a sudden. So what? How did it come about?
So that scarf, that cheetah scarf that I used to wear.
For Brescia character, right?
Yes, for Brescia's character. My cousin actually bought me that scarf. At the time, I did not have any money whatsoever. Like, and it was a scarf that I really wanted, like, extremely bad. So as soon as we walked out of the store, he pulled it out of the bag, and I was like, Ryan, you got me the scarf. Like, oh my gosh, like, this is so sweet. So, you know, had he not gotten me that scarf, I probably wouldn't, you know what I'm saying, have that trademark. And then I just was like, you know what, I want to start acting like how the girls be acting, like, that I grew up with. And,
you know, Florida, right?
Yeah, I'm from Florida. So showcase, like, how they are. Like, I want to put them on the map, too. Like, let's,
you know what I'm saying? Right, okay, period. Show out.
So my cousin was like, you should try this app called Vine. And I'm like, I do not want to freaking do no freaking Vine. Like, what is Vine? I don't want to do it. He's like, no, you should do it, because it's like your personality, just like how you are. So I'm just like, okay, let me just try it out. I did it. And when I first did it, like, you know, when we all experiment on things, mm-hmm. it didn't go as we planned.
6-second video, trash video, it was just two likes, awkward.
What is happening? Like, what are you doing? So, that's when I was like, you know what, let me incorporate, you know, skits and start doing, like, you know, mimicking the people that I grew up with, like my mom and mm-hmm. my cousins and the girls mm-hmm. I went to school with. And it was a success. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I should have been doing this. Yada, yada, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that happened for me. I just started doing sketch comedy, you know, portraying female characters. And, you know, I've been doing it for a while, mm-hmm. but believe it or not, I used to get tired of doing it.
Really?
I literally got tired of doing it. Like, it was just like, I would wake up in the morning and I'm just like,
I wouldn't be able to tell by looking at your content. Mm-hmm. At least, like,
see, a lot of people don't know that. Yeah. I would literally just be in bed and I'd be like, I do not want to do this. I don't feel like doing this anymore.
Was it because of like coming up with inspiration of skits? I know you said you were in Florida, so you got inspiration mm-hmm. from people you grew up with mm-hmm. and then moved to LA. Was it because of switch of location or what?
It actually happened when I was in LA. Like, when I would be like, I'm tired of it. When I was in Florida, I just used to enjoy it. I just used mm-hmm. to think that it was just the funnest thing ever. but when I moved to LA, I just was like, I'm over it. Yeah. Like, I'm so much more, and I don't want to, you know, keep portraying something that I'm not.
True.
Until, you know, I want to say maybe what did it happen a year ago or months? I don't freaking know.
Yeah.
Where someone, you know, called me out on TikTok about it.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
That
yes,
happened. Yes. And at the end of the day, I was like, I wouldn't say that I was gaslighting it, but I was trying to, you know, find ways around hearing her out. I'm like, this is not what I'm doing. Like, I'm not making fun of black women. This is not what I want to be portrayed. Like, that's not me.
Right.
Like, I'm just honestly doing it because, you know, I was having fun. And I'm just like,
mm-hmm.
when you hear from someone that actually loves you and cares about you, they're just like, didn't want to say anything, but,
you know, it's come from a place of love.
It's come from a place of love. And I'm just like, wow, I never noticed that. Like, mm-hmm. I just thought that, you know, I was just having fun with the character. And then once I realized it and I saw it, I'm just like, if this is really hurting you because I love you so much and because I don't want people to get this message as me mocking or making mm-hmm. fun of black women, that's never my intentions, I will quit.
Wow.
I will literally throw the character away. Wow. I do not care.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so I made it public. I put it on my Instagram. I put it on my Facebook. I put it on my Twitter.
Yeah.
I put it on TikTok, on all my platforms to let it be known that I will never in my life do female characters again. Like, I'm done. I'm literally done. Even my mom character, just like everything, I'm done. That was just like a huge revamp for me. Like, I'm just like, I'm throwing away something that, you know, used to potentially help me. Yeah. I was viral.
Because you literally created your whole brand. Like, you were doing, this is like 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. You created your brand off doing skits about the females you grew up with. Right. Inspired by the females you grew up with.
Right.
So for you to take that decision to cancel those characters has to take a lot of courage.
It did. It did.
You know?
It really did.
So when you did that, how do you know? What was your next step? How did you start over?
I'm going to be real with you, Drea. Like, I literally just trusted. I trusted in God. I trusted the faith. I trusted the process. I prayed. Mm-hmm. I was nervous, but I knew that it was something that I've been wanting to do for a while. Because, like I said, I was tired of doing it, but I never knew that it would cause pain and hurt to the black females, the black community in general. You know what I'm saying? And then when
you never want to give no disrespect to the black community.
You don't want to give disrespect to the black community because I'm so pro-black. I'm for my people. Right. I'm here.
Oh, yes, I know.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I just started praying. I was like, you know what? God, I'm trusting you. And I've been wanting to stop doing this for a while. So maybe this was a sign to where it was just like, okay, you want to stop? Show me. If you show me that this is something that you really want to do, if you're willing to give all this up because you trust my process and you believe in everything that I have for you that is to come, I got you. Mm. So I literally listened. I obeyed. Let it go. And when I tell you, just me being myself, being authentic, just, you know, staying true to me and just, you know, working for him. Yeah. Like, literally not caring what others thought of me because I was so afraid to, you know, sometimes showcase my fashion or showcase my personality because I would be like, this isn't what people want
to see. Brisha.
They want Brisha. They want these characters, but I don't care what y'all want.
And you know, I'm gonna go back to something you said that your friend told you to join Vine because he was like, join Vine. Cousin. You have the personality for it.
My cousin said that.
Sorry. Oh, your cousin said that.
Yeah, my cousin.
What your cousin said about you should join Vine, because you have the personality for it. And even though, I mean, I'm in the same boat too. We're doing skits,
right?
Because when you do a skits, I feel like as people, you're acting.
Right.
So you're never really acting as yourself. You're always acting as a character.
Right.
But now, 5 years later, you decided to switch and now do personality-based stuff. Do you feel people are more receptive to your personality now as a content creator?
Absolutely. Like, they gravitate towards me so much. Like, I mean, I have positive messages with my characters, but now it's just, like, so motivational. It's just, like, they love seeing me do reaction videos because of my personality. Don't stop. Don't stop doing it. We love this. I look forward to your videos.
I do too. I'm a fan. I love those reactions. You be rapping. He cooking up the meat.
But you know what's crazy? I really be thinking that. Like, that's not me acting. That's like literally me. One, I'm a tourist. We love food. So it's why would I not want to react to food? Or, you know, just show people that, hey, I'm more than, you know, just doing skits or, you know, making these comedy videos. I'm so much more. I can give you fashion. I can give you singing. I can give you rapping.
Multi-talented.
I'm very multi-talented. Like, literally. So the fact that I was able to, you know, showcase that is just, it's so amazing to me. And, you know, to be able to show, because a lot of times, you know, black women feel that they are not heard enough. And that is so true. They are not heard.
Yeah.
But to actually, you know, hear a black woman out and, you know, take her criticism and not, you know, gaslight off of it and be like, well, I don't care. I'm still going to do this. This is what make me money. And I don't care. I don't care what y'all. No, baby, I hear you.
Yeah.
My mother is black. My mother is a black female.
Okay.
And if my mom told me to do that, I'm going to hear her out and I'm going to listen to her.
Right.
So I took it as, you know what? Black women go through so much.
Yeah.
Like the pain, the struggle, the hard times. Like, black women are the most disrespected women in the world.
Very true.
And it's so sickening because Black women are the most important women in the mm-hmm. world. Black women are so strong. They're just so beautiful. Y'all go through so much. So it was my chance to take that opportunity to be like, I hear you.
Right.
I don't care how huge my platform is. I hear you. I'm willing to risk it all.
Yeah.
Give it all away just to show you that, hey, I hear you. Mm-hmm. I literally hear you. And I never want you to think that I'm making fun of you.
Right.
I apologize numerous of times, mm-hmm. even to this day. Like, I just look back at my videos and I'm like, I can't believe I used to do that. Like, mm-hmm. I can see how it would look as if I'm making fun of black women, but me not knowing. I feel
like it's because if the person doesn't know you, because I personally know you, so I'm like, I know that you are, this is all comedy. And
right.
A lot of people do it. Mm-hmm. No, but if you're just someone who just stumbled on your page and you're like, why is this person, not all black women talk like not this, all black women.
Exactly. Yeah, you know? But see, I wasn't looking at it like that.
Yeah.
I had to realize that these people don't know me. Yeah. They don't know who I am. They don't know what my personality is. Exactly. They don't know anything. All they see is what I portray on social media mm-hmm. or what I give off. So like I said, looking at it, it's just like, wow.
That's good to be able to be self-aware, to take a step back mm-hmm. and put your eyes in the view, consumer's view. Mm-hmm. Cause like you said, you could have just been like, F that, I'm doing, this is my check.
Right.
You know? So it's like, it really is commendable for you to do that. And mm-hmm. I just have a question is like, why didn't you start a new profile, a new page? Why didn't you?
You know what?
Like, why did you decide to merge it all together? And just
I wanted to merge it all together because I wanted to show my even my older followers who rocked with me that, hey, I'm trying something new. You can either stay here or you can go. I felt like I shouldn't have to delete my page or start all over. No, I can rebrand myself and keep my same page, mm-hmm. which is what I did. But hey, if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. I'm not forcing or asking you to stay
right.
whatsoever. But I'm letting you know that a lot of these videos are being taken down off of my page. Mm. If you're cool with that, I love it.
Right.
If you're not, I'm not living for you. Mm. I'm living for myself.
Yes.
And I build my brand. So why do I have to start my page over mm-hmm. that I
for
build?
You.
Right,
no.
For you. For you, I built this myself.
Yeah.
I built
hard
this
work.
Hard work and hard dedication. So it's okay to rebrand yourself. Mm-hmm. But that's the reason why I did not start a whole nother page. Because I'm like, I'm not going through that process again. I did too much for this.
Right.
I did too much. But I'm willing to risk a lot of things and let it go.
Wow. You should really. You're a real entrepreneur. Because they're entrepreneurs all about taking risks. And that was. That, when you were doing that, I was like, wow, you really did that. But you did that. Mm-hmm. And you've passed through that milestone. How do you feel like you're, because I think one thing I always like about you is you're very close with your community. I always mm-hmm. see you relating with them on stories and everything. Right. And that. So for you to tell everyone on every single platform, because you're on Facebook, you're one of the few people I know that's actually active on Facebook. You're on Instagram and everything. You communicate with all of them. Mm-hmm. So how do you keep your community together? Like as a creator yourself.
Well, see, I know what certain audiences like. Mm-hmm. I know what certain audiences like. I know if I do this here, they'll enjoy this, or you know what I'm saying. Sometimes I can merge it. I'll be like, if y'all want to see this video, go check it out on here. I'd be smart about little things that I do. So it's like you just gotta know your audience, mm-hmm. and you gotta know how to play with them. And you gotta know how to engage with them. I look at my audience as like my family members.
True.
That's why I said. You know, when that girl did what she did, because believe it or not, she and I are really good friends now.
Oh, really?
We both helped each other out.
Oh.
It was just like a win-win because what she used to do is she would just go on people's pages and light them up and just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, you did this. And she doesn't do that anymore.
Oh, she used to call out everybody.
She used to call out everybody. Like literally call out everyone. But now she's literally like this spiritual person is helping women out with their hygiene.
I love that. Wow.
She's really, her name is Becoming Blessings.
Okay.
She's literally like the sweetest person I've ever met. Like she and I had literally had a deep conversation like after all the backlash and all that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, do you see what God literally did for us? Yeah. We literally both helped each other out. Like, we literally both helped each other out. And now it's like, we're so cool.
Yeah.
It's so amazing. Like I said, I just look at things and I could have been like, you know what? F you. Mm-hmm. Girl, who are you? Like, mm-hmm. I ain't got time for you. Get out of my face. Yada, yada, yada. Right. Like, she was going hard on me. I ain't even gonna lie. She was going in on me. But, you know me, the type of person I am, I will say I've changed so much. Like, I've grown as a person. I'm very mature now. Mm-hmm. Don't get it twisted. Sometimes you do have your days to where you like, oh, I will pop off on you.
Right, okay.
But it's like you got to hear people out sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people just, you know, sometimes people are crying out for help.
Yeah.
Sometimes people want more, and they don't know how to express that. Right. So it's just like, well, let me do this and let me do that. Mm-hmm. That's why sometimes I do sympathize for, even though I don't tolerate it, I hate bullying. But sometimes I do have like a soft spot for bullies because we never know what they're going through. You never know what someone is going through. Yeah. And once again, I'm not condoning bullying at all. No. I think it's horrible.
But I know exactly what you mean. Because sometimes people who are putting anger on people, mm-hmm. and putting people down, mm-hmm. is from their own insecurity.
It's from their own insecurities. Mm. So I was like, you know what? I want to hear her out. I'll even give her my number so we can talk. This is how serious I am about it. It's like, what is the issue? Like, what is it? We talked about it and I was like, I hear you. Yeah. I got you. She didn't even know that I was going to cancel my characters.
Look at that.
She didn't know at all. She saw it and she was like, Kels, wow. She was like, whatever you do now, she was like, I'm supporting you regardless. Wow. She was like, I have to support you because you literally heard me out. Mm-hmm. You heard my voice. That's why I said Black women, you know, they don't get heard a lot.
Oh,
it's like no one is hearing them. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm this is paining me. This is really hurting me. I'm expressing myself.
Yeah.
Hear me out, please.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that men can get heard out, but we can't?
Right. And so then when we speak out, it's like, we're just being angry.
Exactly. You're being an angry Black woman. Child. Andrea, that's so funny that you said that because my videos sometimes will portray as an angry Black woman.
Mm-hmm.
But I never thought of that.
Yeah.
I just thought, it's comedy. I'm being funny. Mm-hmm. Ha, 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 ha. No.
And you know, it's interesting, like, you say stuff like that, because even with me doing, like, the African mom character,
mm-hmm.
when I look at some of my old Vine videos, the way I used to portray her is kind of like, no, not African mom. I used to portray Africans as, like, I remember I did it with skits, and I'm like, oh, I did, like, this clicking sound, and it was portraying, even though there are some countries in Africa that do clicks, mm-hmm. but I didn't want to portray Africa as we don't speak proper English.
Right.
We only do, even with the accent challenge that I do, I'm always very sensitive with the way I portray people in my videos.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, also, which is just came to mind, is like, is there a way that we shouldn't be too sensitive? Like, do you think social media too has become a little bit too sensitive in a way? Because I can't always be so careful about everybody.
No,
like,
absolutely.
You know? I don't
absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely. I think social media is extremely sensitive now. In this day and age, because back in the days, they didn't give a damn.
Yeah.
They just was going to do what it is that they wanted to do, and they just didn't care. I would say that I'm still like that, too. I'm still going to do what I want to do, but I'm going to do it as myself.
Okay.
I feel like I don't have to have a character to portray who I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to talk my noise. I'm going to say what I want to say. I'm going to wear what I want to wear. I'm going to do what I want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But I don't have to do it as a Black female. Or a character. I don't have to do that. I'm me, regardless.
You're good enough.
Exactly.
The whole you is good enough.
Literally.
Yeah.
But I will say social media has become a little bit sensitive. Mm-hmm. Maybe a lot.
A lot.
It's like a lot of things that you do just have to watch out for. Because even with my food videos, sometimes I'm like,
oh, really?
This is food.
People be coming at
they
you with
be
that?
Pissed. I'm like, I didn't even say anything bad. I'm so confused. I'm like, well, people don't have to wear gloves in the kitchen. I'm my God.
They're picking everything.
Pick every little thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, well, this Black guy wasn't wearing gloves. You didn't say anything about him not wearing gloves. I'm like, what?
Enjoy the video and scroll if you don't like it.
That's literally it. Like, I don't understand. But
What are some positives? So before we get into the negative, because there's a lot of negative on social media, what are some positives that you feel has come around in your life through social media? And especially this new phase of personality-based content you're doing. What are some positives?
I will say it allowed me to just be myself. Like, literally, it helped me be myself. I'm so happy now. Like, before...
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I mean, let it out. It's
Drea, so oh my gosh, you're about to make me cry. This is so dumb. But seriously, I'm just like, I'm extremely happy. It took me a while to get to my happy place. Mm. Oh, Drea, this wow. is so dumb.
You're good. Listen, we're in your happy place. You're in your apartment right now. And we are.
Gotta get myself together. Sorry.
You're good.
But honestly, I'm just like extremely happy. I'm to the point where I'm able to live my life comfortably. I'm able to, you know, be who I am and do what it is that I was so afraid to do. Aww. I was afraid of judgment. Mm-hmm. I was afraid of, how would people take this? How mm-hmm. would they gravitate to me being this new person? Are they gonna like this? You know, it was just so much for me. But I think the best thing ever is just loving yourself.
Yeah.
Learning how to love yourself. That's like the greatest love of all. Shout out to Whitney. But that's literally like the greatest love of all is just learning to love you and appreciate all the things that God has given you.
Yes. Amen.
Literally. Like we even had a conversation today about how I was like, I hated my height. Mm. I couldn't appreciate that. I never liked my height whatsoever. But I learned to embrace it by seeing, you know, certain people that I follow, they're like taller men and
yeah.
they have like fashion sense. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is so motivational. Yeah. Like if they can do it, I can do it too.
Yeah.
But I want to put my own twist on it. I don't mm-hmm. want to.
And make it yours.
Yeah. I want to make it mine. So yeah. I think, you know, that definitely is a major positive aspect that has literally happened for me. It's just being happy and yeah. being truthful to myself. Oof. And being kind to myself, because I would break myself down so much. I would tear myself apart.
And like, people won't see this behind.
They don't.
They don't see it on social
they
media.
They don't. They
only see
don't.
The what we give you, mm-hmm. you know? And I'm that makes me so happy. That makes me so, like, that word happy, like you saying that you're happy, it might sound so simple, but happiness is so hard to get about, especially during in a pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
God is good.
God is so good. God is just so amazing. And, you know, just trusting him and just relying on his word and just, you know, keeping that faith. I used to walk by sight. I will walk by sight so much. But I always had God on my side. I never left God. But it was just like, it was so hard to me to just be like, I trust you.
Mm.
I know that you're not going to let me sink or mm-hmm. nothing bad is going to happen to me. It's just that I don't see it. And I,
mm-hmm.
but baby, when I got a taste, it was like, okay, right. So I'm never going back down
that road.
That's
the only assurance you need. That's the
That's all I needed. Is just sometimes it's like, it takes God to like literally show you something for him to blow your mind. And ooh. You're just like, God is really real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He is extremely real because, you know, just looking back at, you know, where I came from, my background, like a lot of people don't make it out where I'm from.
Mm.
Like a lot of people literally don't. And I know a lot of people say that like when they do interviews or when they talk, but it's really true.
Yeah.
It's like, you know where you're from and you know how you were raised and you see the different things. Like sometimes that's why I don't like going back home, because it's like, I don't want to get sucked back into that place where I was, or mm-hmm. sometimes certain friends that I used to hang out with, they don't understand.
Right.
They're just like, well, you from here and you changed and you did this. Like, that's a part of growth.
Right.
I have to.
I didn't change. I just grew.
I grew.
Yeah.
That's a part of growth. You have to grow. And I'm just grateful.
Yeah.
I'm literally grateful, and I wouldn't change anything about how I'm living right now.
Right.
Like, I love everything that's happening for me right now.
I'm so happy for you, Kels.
Thank you, Joy.
I have one question.
Mm-hmm.
If I can, I don't even know how I wrote it. I want to check how I wrote it. It's
okay.
I think you like this question.
Okay.
Is when people say your name, Kels,
mm-hmm.
especially like in a room that you're not in, what do you want to be said about you?
He is a humble human being. His heart is pure, very giving, hard worker.
Nice.
Literally.
And that's on full stop, period.
Okay. That's on Jesus Christ.
That's on Jesus. That's on. I like that. That's on Jesus.
That's on Jesus.
Yeah.
That's literally what I would have. I would want them to say, even though I'm not looking for it, because I know what I'm capable of doing and who I am as a human being. And a lot of people don't get to see that because of social media, because of what I put out there. But the people that know me, they know.
Yeah.
Like, they literally know. And, you know, I don't like to display the things that I do. As long as God is seeing what I'm doing, that's all that matters.
Yep.
That's all that matters. Yep. But I just literally try to keep joy, happiness, and being humble and just being authentic and staying true to me and serving the Lord.
Okay.
Literally.
That's
walking
major
in that purpose.
I love that.
Thank you.
Man, this was great.
This was great.
I'm so happy you came on.
Thank you for having me, even though you in my apartment.
I know, right? I'm about to go to your fridge. I'm literally about to go into the fridge, but it ain't nothing there. Ain't nothing there.
Dre, you do not have to put me out like that, girl. I'm finna go grocery shopping.
You said it first, so you did it to yourself.
But no.
But thank you, Kels, for this. This is very helpful for a lot of people that's going to listen to this, especially people who are making that decision, whether it's to start a new page, rebrand themselves and everything, to just take the risks. Do what you got to do. But the most important thing I could say I got from this is just be yourself.
You have to be yourself. You have to be yourself. That's what it's all about. Literally, start living for you, not what other people expect you to do or what they want you to do. Like, do not live for other people. We have to live freely.
Yes.
That's the thing. Live freely. Like, Jesus Christ he lived freely. He literally was like, I have one purpose, and that is to serve my Father.
Right.
And to portray love. So I think that's what we're missing right now. Love is literally all we need. Like, we literally need to portray love as much as we possibly can, especially like what's going on right now. It's not enough love. It's just too much hatred. It's too much hatred in the world. So portray love as much as you possibly can and just stay true to yourself.
Thank you, Kels.